Did everybody finish the game other than Khalil yesterday?
Yes, other than Khalil.
Your secondary is a little patchwork. You've missing a lot of guys, and they really held up yesterday. How impressed were you with the play of those young players?
I was really impressed with the play of the young guys. You know, I mean, obviously when we went into nickel situations out there, which was quite a bit in the ball game yesterday, you had TJ, DJ, and Keith McGill out there. You know, we also in dime had Razai out there, you know, at different times. So we kind of worked a little bit of a rotation there, you know, getting even Nico involved a little bit, you know, as we went into the ball game. We knew that was going to happen, but I thought they did a good job. I thought they did a good job of contesting some throws, you know, early in the ball game particularly, and you know, making them have to throw the ball accurately. And I thought that our rush, you know, was able to affect them a little bit, kind of get them off a spot and get the ball, you know, to flutter, and we were able to come down with a few of those, you know, which was critical yesterday to win a turnover battle like that. But I was impressed with the way those young guys battled out.
You mentioned, I think it was last week, that it's good that you've seen almost everybody on the team, but McGill is the guy you hadn't seen much of at all, right, on the field. And he played 48 snaps yesterday.
Yeah, he played a lot of plays yesterday. You know, and I mean, it's between special teams and defense, he played a lot of plays. You know, it was good to see him play. Again, I think it's critical here at the end that, you know, that you don't look back on this and say, what can that guy do? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I think that, you know, we're in a situation right now where we're getting a chance to see them all play, and you know, I mean, as much as, you know, you'd love to have Carlos Rogers and, you know, Terrell Brown and those guys out there, it gives you a chance to see the younger players and see the guys that you drafted and to see some of those things happen. And I think that, you know, the more that these kids are playing, you know, the more comfortable they are out there. I mean, I think about where DJ was, you know, several weeks ago and where he is right now. You know, I mean, his preparation for the game and the way he approaches the game is completely different than, you know, early on in this, where he really had no idea, you know, about the game and how to approach a game. I mean, he had a little taste of it last year and then, you know, came back here, you know, and obviously took some time before he got back out there. But I've been impressed with that group.
More progress from Ray Armstrong, and he made contested one third down play real nicely. And
yeah, I felt Ray, you know, out there yesterday. And, you know, I mean, the biggest thing with Ray is he can run. You know, this is a guy that can really run. And, you know, he's athletic. He can match up with some of the players in the underneath areas of the field. You know, he can play some man. He can cause some problems with pressures, you know. And so those are all good things. You know, I think the biggest thing for him has been, you know, the mental part of the thing, because he hadn't had the reps up until last week, you know. So, I mean, last week's ball game, he was really called on in the middle of the week, you know. And then in this week's game, he obviously had the whole week's worth of reps. And, you know, and I saw that. You know, he looked very comfortable out there to me yesterday. And, you know, it was good to see him in some matchup situations that way and make a few plays.